we decided as part of our growth and to celebrate our 10th year, we were going to make some changes. And one of those things is to bring on 10 charities, which in the past we've had a single charity, which has been Minnie O'Byrne Crisis Nursery for the past 8 years. That's been great. We've done well with them. They're a great organization. However, myself and the board and the other active volunteers and coordinators got together and tried to establish what we could do to have a larger impact in the Springfield community and to spread the wealth and recognition. SoHo brings a lot of recognition to organizations that are attached to it. And we really want to be inclusive as much as we possibly can. So one of our ideas to do that was 10 years, 10 charities. We have the Cochlear Implant Awareness Foundation, Gen H Kids, the Matthew Project, Minnie O'Byrne Crisis Nursery, of course, our annual charity, St. Patrick's School, Downtown Springfield Incorporated, the Phoenix Center, Share the Spirit Foundation, Kumler Outreach Ministries, and the Central Illinois Boys and Girls Club.
For the folks who are returning to SoHo this year, what's going to be different?
We have expanded and we have another stage, which is really exciting. We tried to expand the festival as far as space to include another stage on the street, but we weren't really met with a lot of acceptance about that. So I spoke with Barry Friedman, who's the owner of the Alamo, and the Alamo Bar is almost directly across the street from the venue from SoHo Music Fest. We're going to put another stage in the beer garden there, which allows us another 16 bands on top of our original and regular 24 bands. So this year, 40 bands, all of them local. Most of them play primarily originals or have their own renditions of covers if they do them. On top of that, one cool thing that we came up with, which has been an event within an event, is the world's largest rock band attempt that we are working on this year. We didn't quite reach the numbers that we needed to achieve the world record with Guinness Book, but we're still looking at having over 100 participants and having a 100-man band down there, which is still a pretty cool thing to do to raise money for charity and to bring people down to see it. We're hoping that we can develop that and it'll grow annually. We're going to keep trying to do it at least until nobody wants to do it anymore. And hopefully in a few years, we can get the 600 people together to break the world record. The idea was, all right, this is our 10th year. What can we do that's going to be magnanimous? How can we grow? You know, this is our landmark thing, I think. And let's make a bigger impact. Let's do something more. And 10 years is a good time to do that, I think.
Why have a music festival to raise money for these charities?
Well, the initial idea that I had come up with years and years ago, 10 years probably before the festival, I was going downtown. I was going to the outdoor music events that they had going on down there. And I would see these performances by these bands. They were usually nationally touring bands or big cover bands. If anybody remembers Lincoln Fest from back in the day, you know, big acts like Foghat and Beatles tribute groups when the Silco Serenades were having groups coming down here. But I was wondering, where are all our local guys? You know, where are the bands that I go out and see on a Friday or Saturday night? Why aren't we showcasing our local talent on the streets of Springfield and bringing out people to celebrate what we have here? So the initial idea was I was trying to come up with a concept that would focus and promote the local acts. And as it developed, as I went forward with it, and the music festival actually started to come from concept to fruition, I wanted to do something else. You know, on top of that, why not make it for a doubly good cause, not just focusing on the music aspect or the bands locally, but let's also do something for other organizations and groups that need help here in Springfield. And let's draw people down here, get them involved with our local charities and the local bands. To me, that's a win-win situation.
Where's the festival taking place this year? I understand last year it had to be moved.
We are back at our original location on Washington Street between 5th and 6th, just north of the old state capitol. So that was the conflict last year, big music festival going on right on top of the Civil War encampment. Not two things that really work that great together. So we're happy to be back. I think that the old state capitol is a very aesthetic view. In my mind, it's the crown jewel of downtown, the historic buildings that surround it. It's just a beautiful atmosphere, and I'm happy that we're able to move back there.
Have there been any hurdles with the city this year?
No, and there has obviously been, if anybody can remember a year or two ago, we've had a couple of small things that we dealt with the city of Springfield. But I think that now they have a better understanding of what Soho is, and possibly before, because they'd never been, they didn't really know. So now with all the public support that comes out and they see that there's a lot of people. I mean, we're looking at 10,000 people coming down this year. So that's our goal, to bring 10,000 people down for the 10th year and try to raise $20,000 for our multiple charities.
I'm talking with Eric Welch. He's director of Soho Music Festival happening this weekend in downtown Springfield. I understand Soho is doing something else new this year with a 10K run and Frisbee golf tournament.
There's been a lot of time and energy in planning this year's Soho weekend with the 10K that we're having this coming Saturday at 10 a.m. out at the Sangamon Valley Trail. Right now we have roughly 150 or 175 registrants. We have a disc golf tournament, so Frisbee golf, for those people who are less aware, that's going on throughout the weekend, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that's a PDGA-sanctioned event, so the Professional Disc Golf Association. It's a tiered level tournament to move towards the national tournament, which is really big for people who are into it. People are coming from all over out of state, professional disc golfers to qualify for the next tier of tournament level to move on up. And this isn't just a professional thing. Amateurs can come. They're offering a great package. If you're unfamiliar with Frisbee golf or disc golf, it's a great thing to go and learn about, and you can go. It's fairly inexpensive, and they give you discs. So if you don't even have any discs, you can sign up. They give you a package. I think it's $35 or $40. For the amateur level, they give you $65 worth of stuff. $20 of that comes back to Soho as a donation. And so again, it's still supporting the event. So we're not just even centered just in downtown, but we can have an impact in other areas around town.
Could you tell us about some of the bands playing this weekend?
Yeah, well, Dan Hubbard and the Humidors, they came in a number of years ago, asked to get on early. This is when we were starting Saturday bands at 4 p.m., and they just said, hey, man, let us on. And they came and played at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, and they were really interested in getting into the Springfield market. And I'm like, yeah, come on down. And they were awesome. They were so good. And I'm like, yeah, you guys can't play that slot anymore. My socks were on my head. Looked out the window, it was snowing in July. The sun was rising in the west, and I didn't blink an eye. Hey. What happened to yesterday? A ton of bricks just hit my face. Surprise, this is your life. So they are the Friday night headliner. And then we have a new band for a Saturday headliner, and we found this band through some friends called Sun Stereo out of Champaign. Amazing big seven-piece band with a three-piece horn section, and they do this sort of funky R&B electronica, and then they have a dancer that's part of the band, and that's all she does. They're very active, very upbeat. They play some big stages, like they just got done playing at summer camp up in Chillicothe. I tie my shoes to ride the bus. I don't mind it all that much. He tips his hat, I wave. The driver of the bus will put 5 years in the day. Sacrificed, he had to save. He put his last kid to college in May. And he's always feeling better, better than yesterday. Better than yesterday. started out the first year, 1,000 people, and now we're at 10 years and we're projecting 10,000. So that's awesome. That's awesome to really have. That means community support. That's a big thing as well, the fact that people just come out and patronize the event and attend. I really don't know. I'm glad that people are there. I want everybody in Springfield and the surrounding areas where, you know, come out and see what this is. It's really a great time. SoHo really runs on love. It does. And I think the people that come down love it. The people that are involved love it. The bands love it. Everybody. I don't think anybody doesn't love it. And if they don't, they don't love fun and community support and charity.